Science is also not as advanced as one might think when it comes to treating menopausal women. After a two-day meeting called by the National Institutes of Health, experts on hormone replacement therapy have failed to come up with universal recommendations for women. They were meeting after a recent study concluded that hormone therapy increases the risk of disease. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
In July, researchers called a stop to the largest study of menopause and hormone therapy yet. Preliminary findings showed women taking the popular combination of estrogen and progestin had increased risk not only of breast cancer, but also of heart disease and stroke. After considering all the evidence, the experts at this meeting said they could still offer only this advice to women. Number one, don't panic. Number two, do carefully discuss the merits and potential problems of hormone treatment with your doctor. Dr. Vivian Pinn heads women's research at NIH. She says different women face different risks.
We know, for example, that there may be, out of 10,000 women, there may be 8 more breast cancers in women who are taking combination hormone therapy than for women who are not. That doesn't sound like a huge number, but for a woman who's concerned about breast cancer, who may have a family history of breast cancer, that may take on much more importance.
And so, too, for women with other risks like risk of heart disease, osteoporosis, or depression. Pinn says each risk should be carefully considered before making a decision about whether to go on or stay on hormone therapy. Since July, many women have stopped hormone treatment, but many continue, says Pinn, in order to relieve menopausal symptoms.
The one message I think that can really summarize all of this is that, yes, we can think about hormone therapy or combination hormone therapy as being something that is recognized and, in fact, is approved by the Food and Drug Administration as an indication to treat the acute symptoms of the menopausal transition. We should not think of postmenopausal hormone therapy as our cure to prevent aging.
Pinn says the gathered experts did spend a lot of time talking about alternative therapies, including herbal treatments and acupuncture, but none of them have been scientifically proven to work. Studies are now underway with a number of alternative treatments. Pinn says there should be some answers in a few years. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.